Busy. Very busy.
But you were busy before, right?
Is it different busy? I was busy before. Well, yes. I think in the CFO job, I'd been in that job 8 years.
Yeah. You'd been there and done that.
I'd been there and done that. And I would say I'd gotten sort of stale. That, yeah. That would be. And
eight
I needed a new challenge.
Long,
8 years is a long time.
Long time.
But it was a great 8 years. We accomplished a lot in the office of the CFO in terms of budget and finance and the systems. And we have, we put a lot of stuff in place.
And I want to talk a little bit about that before we move on to the Office of Government-Wide Policy stuff, because you are widely credited with the Citizens. What was the paper that you put out?
Citizens Report.
Report to the Citizens. And this is a document that essentially explains, rather than just all this raw numbers, which people are putting out there as well, it explains how you do this stuff.
Right.
Why is that important?
It's important because we use the citizens or the taxpayers' money to do our job. And I think it's important that every Fed remember that when they come into work each day, that it's the taxpayers paying our salary. So we need to tell them, we need to let them know, we need to guide them as to how we're spending their money. And the whole transparency effort now with the Obama administration is fabulous. It's just a sort of a great change for us in terms of being able to tell even more what we're doing internally. I mean, you know, particularly GSA.
Well, I was thinking 8 years, having been in that job for 8 years, and the amount of that had changed.
Oh, remarkable.
Just in terms of having the amount of systems that were available, the amount that you could do today that you just dreamed of doing 8 years ago.
Right. Right. And there's more to do. I mean, we still have some stuff in play, and I'm gonna stay involved in that as part of the of Martha Johnson's senior management team. That's a huge billing and receivables investment that we're making that will truly, I think, set GSA apart from other agencies in terms of what we do financially for our federal customers and what we can offer them online and what we're calling a web presentment in terms of electronically seeing the amount of business that they do with GSA by way of the business line. And what we've really emphasized is in English, not in terms of, you know, what's a receivable or a debit or credit, but how are you spending your money and what are you getting for it?
Yeah. 8 years in that job, and there have been gurgles that you were ready to move on for a while. Why? What was it? Just the length of time you had? You know, how many budget cycles can you actually go through?
Right. I like to make change. I like being a change agent, and I just felt like I had done enough. Is there more to do? Yes, but for me, there's always more to do. It was also time. I think that in a leadership position, you know, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And it was time for me to move out of it and let others take over.
And there must be something exciting about going to something new.
Right. Wake up
with a little extra bounce in your step.
What's exciting first is that I'm getting to stay at GSA.
Yeah.
So I had looked. Did some other agencies, and I just really like GSA, and I've been at some great agencies. I was at Education, OMB for 10 years, the Internal Revenue Service, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and so the last 8 years at GSA have been wonderful. And so I really like GSA's mission.
A lot of the reputation of CFOs is that they're the people who lord the money over you, and you're in a different role now. What's it like being in that other role?
Well, right now I'm, you know, running to catch up with a lot of very good people in the Office of Government-Wide Policy. It's a different group of people. I had a variety in CFO in terms of I don't want to say lower level, but at more entry level and sort of mid-career. And this is a more senior level, much more in terms of 14s, 15s, and SES, who really understand federal policymaking and who've been doing it for many years. And so it's exciting because it's a different level of policy. So in the CFO world, you're also managing policy. The budget is policy.
Right.
And so in financial management, you're putting policy into place, in particular the internal controls. So this in OGP is government-wide policy. So, you know, it's the travel policy. It's real property now with the high-performing green buildings work. sustainability they're trying to put in place at GSA. How do we drive all of that through our policymaking?
It's always seemed to me one of the big challenges for the Office of Government-Wide Policy is this is a collaborative organization. You can make all the policies you want, but if you're not working with other agencies, with other parts of GSA, nothing happens.
Right. I mean, it's been interesting. I was just, someone asked me for my schedule. And so the shift in my schedule around, in particular, travel, conferences, and meeting with people sort of went on overdrive. I was like, oh my Lord, what, you know, so I actually have a schedule
what
now.
What conference am I at this week?
Exactly. So, and they're important. I know some people say, well, why do you need to be at conferences? I think if we're all moving OGP forward together, conferences, meetings, et cetera, collaborating with other federal agencies for them to understand what we're doing with the policymaking and how we're trying to change it, in particular, driving sustainability through the policies. It will better enable the government to move forward faster in terms of transparency and collaboration and participatory government.
It's been my sense, particularly over the last couple years, that people don't really get what OGP is these days, that it was almost going through a little bit of an identity crisis. Fair?
I think so. But that's the fun. That's the challenge. Like you said, Beth, last, 16 days, 2 weeks, 16 days, whatever. Fabulous people.
Yeah.
People who have just stepped up. What can I do? Here's what I've been doing. How can I make change? Folks who are, I think, ready to be led, which is exciting, and people who want to make a difference. So I think we do need to step up what we're doing in OGP and get out there more in terms of what we're doing for federal agencies and increasing the collaboration, increasing working across GSA as well with the Public Building Service, with the Federal Acquisition Service and Citizen Services, as well as our federal customers or clients across the federal government and our work with the Office of Management and Budget.
And it also seems like a very unique time to be this. I haven't seen Ms. Johnson speak yet, but I read her speeches and she always talks about that this is a collaboration. This isn't just one part, that it's everyone working together. It seems like a very, if you're the Office of Government-Wide Policy, that seems like a great spot to be in.
I think so. I'm very excited. I'm thrilled that Martha asked me to take on this this position. There's so much to do. The collaboration, yes. I mean, and it's not just feds. I think it's also with state and local and possibly with other countries in terms of our efforts. So I think it's a great time in terms of what the Obama administration wants to do.
So walk us through some of the, as I say, I think most people don't fully get what OGP is. So first off, start off with your elevator pitch. What do you tell when they say, OGP, what do they do? How do they help me do my job?
How do they help you? Well, we do policy and regs that affect you every day in your management administration of your programs and in your life. I mean, what comes to mind? Per diem. Mm. Travel.
Touches
travel,
every single
everything,
fed.
Everything, yes. Yeah. So per diem is, I was looking on the gsa.gov website. Per diem is the number one hit on the gsa.gov website. So everyone's out there going, what's my per diem? Where am I going? Travel, relocation rules, the real property rules in terms of, you know, building management, acquisition policy, the federal acquisition regulation. Everyone loves that, right? Yeah, following all the rules there. Aircraft management. Did you know that?
Huh? I did not know that.
Exactly. I learned about all that last week. So very, very exciting.
What does OGP do with aircraft
management? The policy around aircraft management for the civilian agencies.
Really?
So
I had no idea.
Exactly. About 13 civilian agencies that we work with.
Wow.
In terms of that. So technology strategy, the IT strategy across government. So as you know, we announced last week, Bill Piott is coming on board next week to work with us on that. So we're very excited, very excited.
Well, it
so
seems like a good time. What is he going to be doing?
IT strategy. So he's going to be working with us at the senior level and OMB around where we're taking IT across government.
And so Bill Piott, of course, a former CIO at GSA and a number of other jobs in government. And it seems like a lot of that stuff, a lot of the cloud things are now in Dave McClure's organization. How do you work together and not end up I guess crashing up against one another.
So
or in these turf battles.
No, we're not going to be battling. So what we're going to be doing in OGP is the policy. We'll be driving the policy side of that, and Dave McClure and his team have the operations. So we need to work hand in glove, and we need to see the sort of the interface between. So if we're putting out certain policies, what does it mean operationally, and vice versa?
So these are things,
collaborative effort,
collaborative, mm-hmm. and things like security and those kinds of things around
security, identity management, all of the eGov work. So we will drive the policy.
On the technology stuff, it seems like the technology stuff, at least in my view, always got more attention outside of the per diem stuff. Per diem always huge amounts of attention. But the technology stuff seems to really excite people.
It does. But actually, I'm just as excited about what we can do in terms of the travel policy and in particular the acquisition world. I think there's a lot to do there, certainly with Dan Gordon over in the Office of Federal Policy.
Office of Federal Procurement Policy, right? Yeah.
There's a lot of work to be done. As you know, that's an area that needs attention. And so I'll be spending a lot of time.
And the
on
workforce
that.
Issues associated
Huge.
With that just
Huge.
Seem.
Right. We have the Federal Acquisition Institute, and we need to really step up our efforts in ensuring that operation is going strong.
As you jump into a new job, where do you start? Do you just start? I mean, with these books, I mean, you know, everyone just went through the transition not that long ago.
Right.
So you sort of pull those out, or how do you?
Well, I've been trying to meet with the staff first and getting to know folks. And I told them, just because I've been over wearing the CFO hat, it doesn't mean I know what you do. And I've been very specific about that and trying to get into the details.
Treat me as if I've never been here.
Right. Get into the details of what they're doing and why they're doing it. And we're really trying to, we've been spending a lot of time on the 2012 budget because we're in, you know, preliminary formulation of that. Obviously, we're still trying to get the 2011 through the Congress. But what are we doing for our strategy and action plans for 2012? And how is that going to pull us forward through 2010 and into 2011? So a lot of that has been focused on the sustainability and how do we drive that through our efforts. I think I'm looking at the organization and I'm saying, is it the ideal structure? We need to look at that. There's probably some changes that we're going to have to make there. And really just getting to know the staff and what they do. And getting out there like today and promoting what OGP is about.
And do you have an idea from the start of as to what you want to accomplish, or does that take time? Does that sort of start to gel as you have these conversations? Mm-hmm. It always seems like a balancing act. You want to come in with some ideas, but you don't want to have them all the ideas set in stone. So you
I'm really playing off of Martha's new mission statement for the agency in terms of using our expertise in providing innovative solutions for our customers. And how do I bring that to bear on OGP? I want to hear though first from the staff before I sort of cast a wide net and say this is where we're going. So I want to hear from all of them, collaborate with them. I'll make the decisions if that's what it gets to, and I generally do. But I also need the senior team. So I needed Bill Piatt in place, and so that sort of completes in terms of the senior team across OGP. And then where do we want to go? So it's not about me in terms of leadership. It's about the team within OGP, and then it's about the team at GSA.
And I know, of course, just down at GSA Expo, Ms. Johnson announced GSA wants to have zero footprint, zero carbon footprint. And that seems just, if you're going to get there's all sorts of policy things that have to happen in order to get from here to there.
Right. And she has started us with a collaborative tool and some meetings we're going to have next week around how do we get there. And so that's what I've actually got a morning meeting Thursday with folks to get everyone focused on what does that really mean for policymaking? Hmm. How are we going to drive that? Across the government. So how are we going to work through, what does it mean in terms of our fleet, in terms of aircraft, in terms of acquisition policy?
And get those things almost embedded so it almost becomes part of the DNA.
Right. So 10, 15 years from now, we're saying, hey, you know, what more can we do? It seems so hard today, but, you know, in the future, it'll be a natural part of what we do.
And as I was reading her speech, parts of it were almost like, I mean, the aircraft part, you don't know about that. So, okay, well, now that has all sorts of different facets about what you have to carry out.
Well, and it's an exciting time for GSA because I think never before with the work that Michael Robertson has done and that Martha's done with the White House, we really have an opportunity to demonstrate what GSA can do for the government. So people are really, really engaged. They're really excited about being at GSA as never before. Like I said, I mean, having been there 8 years, I mean, this is people are excited.
It harkens back to a little bit to the Barham days when people were just so excited to be a part of GSA at that point, and haven't really seen that in a little while. Little blips, but it's nice to hear people positive about their jobs, which is, I think, always makes a difference. What's it like to be a leader in government these days? It seems, I was reading an awful piece in the journal and attacking feds for not making tough decisions, and I see people making pretty tough decisions.
I think people are making tough decisions. People, you know, they're different leadership styles. I like to make decisions, and I think I'm with a group of people that like to make decisions. I think it's really important to enable those who report to you to make decisions. So command and control doesn't work. You really have to have sort of a collaborative management style, and you have to hold people accountable, and you have to say, are you going to step up or not? Because I'm going to hold you accountable for delivering. You're telling me these are your plans. I need to see the business results. And so if they can't do that, you know, that's a different conversation. I try to get people, it's really important to get people who are, you know, smarter than me, and who are always thinking and wanting to also bring change to bear on their work, and then let them carry it out and get their staff excited. Martha's got us going through a whole exercise around succession planning, which is important. But that's really focusing on, are you getting the right people in the right place and the right managers? And so if you don't want to hold yourself accountable for that, it's probably not a good time to be in government.
I mean, if a Fed has an issue and they reach out to you, is that something that's helpful to you, or does it end up being a distraction?
No. I mean, that's my job as a manager and executive, to help folks who work for me to problem solve, or others in terms of mentoring and helping them to see their way forward.
One of the biggest challenges in being a leader in the federal government, it's always seemed to me, is to offer at least a little bit of an umbrella cover, a little bit of protection for the people under you, so they can then really try. You know, it's so hard to be innovative in government because it's breaking out of. And how do you do that? How does one do that?
Well, I think you have to have, for your office or for your operation, I mean, you have to have a strategy and a plan. Yeah. You can't just come in every day, what do I do today? I mean, that's just not very effective. So what are you doing 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now? What's it tied to in terms of the agency's mission? And then how do you carry that out? And you have to have folks who want to lead with you, and sending out the messages and telling folks how you want things done. So I like doing that. I think you're also, you know, I'm a Navy brat. So, you know, you're the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
So you better know what you're doing. Otherwise, you're going to, you know, drive it aground. That's not a good idea.
And I know it won't come as a good total shock to you that you're somebody who has a reputation for not mincing words.
Correct.
and you like people to not mince words with you.
I do. So yeah, it's right. I like people to tell me what they think and what we're trying to do, and let's get it done. I'm not one to dance around stuff.
And then come to some kind of conclusion. So we can all work in the Let's talk a little bit about these collaborative tools, Web 2.0, whatever we want to call them. Helpful to government, or in particularly in policy, it's always struck me that there's some real potential for some place where there can be true collaboration going on.
Right. Yeah, no, we're definitely looking forward to that. I mean, just in terms of the reg making and how we go about that, we need to involve the citizens. We need to get folks within government to collaborate on how we're going to go about regulation making or policy making. So I'm very excited about those. I think it's almost a better way, as opposed to sitting around in meetings all day. Right. Oh, that's just getting to be dreadful. So how can we offer these
tools? Awful 40,000 emails that go along with somebody who changed one part of one attachment, and so those just drive me insane.
We have a couple of tools at GSA that we're using internally, and we're finding them pretty effective. So I've got to get better at them. I guess we were using Microsoft SharePoint over in the budget world. So we have one we're looking at in the policy world that Michael Robertson had put in place that we want to continue with. But how do you make it government-wide, and how do you make it faster and more interactive? I think that's the real issue. I mean, how long can it take us to get out these rules and these regs? I mean, it's just too long. So how do we speed that up?
You one of the steps that you follow in is a person who I know is a good mm-hmm. friend of both of ours, mm-hmm. Marty Wagner.
Yes.
And it, when you're in that office of government-wide policy, he just has to be there. He's, of course, still there, but not at GSA.
Right,
but,
right.
I mean, his presence is... He had such impact on that organization.
He did. I mean, he sort of, I don't want to say founded the office, but he put it together, and he took it from basically an idea to a full-fledged policy office. And so, you know, I do think about that. I'm sitting in the same office as he sat in. And so, the question in my mind is what can I do to sort of honor that, and how do I really, I think, take it to the next level in terms of policy making. I think that's what he would like to see.
And the thing that always that Marty does so well was push people mm-hmm. almost out of their comfort zone, get people to think outside of maybe something that they were, and push them. And
yes.
And he did it in such a phenomenal way. He does it in such a phenomenal way, just by his
right.
presence
right.
and being very gentle about it. And I mean, it was remarkable.
Right.
Like, you would just watch him work, and it was just so great.
And I'll be working on that technique too.
Yeah, I'm not
finesse,
you know, God,
so,
I'm
right,
not
right.
gentle for God's sake. I haven't worked that out yet.
Right, right. No, I think it's definitely, in the gentle persuasion is definitely one of the attributes of this job, and he certainly had set the course for that. So I'll work on that one.
Congratulations. I haven't seen you this excited about something in a while now. So it's great to see you. You have a sparkle in your eye.
Thank you.
You can't
Thank
see
you.
It on radio, but
right,
people have
right.
to trust me that
I'm excited about OGP and GSA. So come to GSA, come work with the GSA.
And as how would you like? I mean, we have we're reaching out to all sorts of feds. If you could ask them something or give them some, what can they do to help you do your job better?
Well, they could let us know in terms of policies where are we not helping them? Where are we not making sense? Where are we making them so convoluted or difficult to get through? In fact, I've had a few friends tell me how can we help them in terms of putting better tools in place or better ways of accessing the information, or in terms of how the policies are applied, what makes sense and what doesn't make sense.